Oh, okay. My name's Nicole and I'm an alcoholic. Okay. My sobriety date is December 27th, 2011. I'm really nervous. There's not meetings this big in Lakeland at all. So you'll have to forgive me if I kind of stutter, but I first got drunk when I was, the first time I ever drank was when I was 15. I actually just recently realized that because I couldn't remember the first time I got drunk. And it was when I was 15 with about four other friends. And I don't know. I mean, that first time I liked it, but I just couldn't really get a hold of it until about, I guess, not quite a year later. But after my grandpa passed away, my mom was in sobriety. She got sober when I was 10 and then went out right before my 16th birthday. So I was actually kind of excited about that because then I had somebody to buy me alcohol. And my grandma just recently passed away in November. She had 18 years of sobriety, so I grew up in the program. I definitely knew where to come when I was feeling the way I felt. But I don't know. I guess, you know, there was a lot of drugs in between because I was underage. I still am. And so I couldn't really get a hold of alcohol as well as I could other things. I, you know, somebody put it to me, you know, because we didn't get carded at the dope man's house, you know. So, I mean, my biggest thing was pot. And then when I couldn't have that, I wanted to be drunk. And there was a lot of things in between. But, you know, I feel like I drank because I was an alcoholic. You know, practically my whole family was in the program, and some of them are still active out there. But I know that, you know, I didn't have that bad of a life, and I definitely just, you know, wanted to escape my feelings and that feeling of never really fitting in at school or whatever, and then never really fitting in at home. Because then when I was 10, my mom and my grandma were both in the program. And so I was like, well, that's great. Now I don't fit in at home. And I know I'm jumping back and forth. But I guess, you know, when I was 13, I'll rewind. Because when I was 13, this is part, you know, this just proves I was an alcoholic before I had the isms before I even picked up a drink. I decided that I, you know, like I said, my mom and my grandma were in the program, so I wanted to fit in at home. So I hadn't, at that point, I hadn't even really drank or anything. And so I'm like, you know what, I'm an alcoholic. Like, I just decided I'm going to start going to meetings, and I'm an alcoholic, you know. And I lied, and I said, I told people that, you know, I did things that I didn't do and that were lies, like, just so I would fit in, but I still wasn't fitting in. You know, because they were all lies. So, you know, but that only lasted a month or two because I got bored with that. And so I'm like, you know, that was stupid. But that just shows my disease, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I really was only out there drinking and drugging and partying for about 3 years. So, I mean, a lot happened. You know, I dropped out of high school, and I regretted that the most, I think. And then the first time I dropped out, I just wanted to party. And then the second time I dropped out because I put myself in stupid situations that I wasn't able to finish high school. And so now... Then what happened, what kind of brought me into the program and really knocked me on my feet was because, you know, I had lost all my friends my mom and my grandma were the only ones that would really even talk to me. But my mom was out there doing it with me, too. And I guess, so one night I got caught, you know, smoking pot. And they actually, I had two friends left. And I was with those two friends, those fair weather friends, what I was just reading out of the big book. And that's, I realized that's what they were, was fair weather friends. And but I was a fair weather friend too. I can't just point the finger. But we ended up getting caught, and I literally was supposed to get arrested that night, handcuffed and everything. And something happened to where those cops had to flee the scene. And I did not get arrested that night. And I didn't get arrested. I did get a court summons, and everyone else that I was with has mugshots on the computer because I shake thinking about it. But I wasn't home the two nights they came right before Christmas to arrest me. And it was a God thing. You know, I was in the hospital for my wisdom teeth, you know. And I was pissed off about that. But I, you know, hindsight, I realized it was for my own good. And I don't know, I guess, you know, I ended up paying dearly for that. But when once I realized those cops had come to my house, I was all alone. I was paranoid. I couldn't move. I had no friends left now because I wasn't allowed to hang out with those friends. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing? You know, I mean, it just wasn't worth it anymore. So, you know, and the funny thing is my mom was like, well, I'm going to a meeting. And I was like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to a meeting. And, like, you guys have no fun. Like, they're all old. Like, they're, you know. And I ended up changing my mind because I didn't have any alcohol. I didn't have any pot. I didn't have anything. So I was just like, all right, I'll go to the meeting. And so I go to the meeting, and I don't remember anything that first meeting. I really don't. I don't even remember what went through my head. I guess I just was like, you know, I'm miserable. So I picked up that white chip, and I just kept going. And, you know, my first year of sobriety, I didn't really get involved. I was pissed off at the young people's group because they were all cliquey, and they were this, and they were that. And that wasn't true. You know, that was all in my head. I didn't want to put myself out there. You know, I didn't want to better myself. You know, I wanted to sit back and let everyone else do the work for me, I guess, because I was mad that they weren't calling me, you know. They didn't really want what I had. So, you know, and I'm grateful that I can realize that today. And now I do go to that meeting that I hated in the beginning. And, you know, I love it. I just can't make it my home group because of my schedule. But, you know, I made the Winter Haven, the Way Out Young People's Group, my home group. And it's at 10 o'clock at night, and I love it. But I guess my first year of sobriety was rough as well. You know, I mean, me and my mom were my grandma's primary caretakers. And I'm on my fourth sponsor right now, and I'm only, like, 14 months sober. But, you know, whatever works, I guess. But, no, I don't know. She got sober when she was 19, and that my last sponsor, who still told me that she considers herself my sponsor still, after, and it gave me a freedom, like, telling her, like, look, I got another sponsor, but I want you in my support group. And I don't know why it gave me such a freedom, but it did. And, so she was like 84 years old. She is 84 years old. She's got like 40 years of sobriety, which is awesome. And that's why I picked her, because I want it. But at the same time, I just need that direction. And, you know, like I said, the sponsor I have now, she has 11 years and got sober when she was 19. And I got sober when I was 18. So I don't know. I mean, what I was saying first, you know, when my grandma passed away, that was really hard because I lived with her for 17 years. And so I have, you know, gone through that in sobriety. sobriety so far, and I had to pay the $5,000 court fines. I had to get a job that, you know, from what got me into the program. But thank God, because who knows what I would have done with that money, or I wouldn't have gotten a job to begin with. But if I did, I would have blown that money and probably on the wrong thing. So I don't know. I guess, I just found out 2 weeks ago, and this is all because of being in the program and my sobriety. You know, I found out that I got my high school diploma because I took my GED test and I scored like a high enough score or whatever that they give you your high school diploma. And so I can't tell you like how amazing that is. Like, I never thought that was gonna happen, you know? After everything I went through in high school, I just didn't think it was gonna happen. And, you know, I persevered and I did it. And now, you know, I'm working on the steps for the second time. And I feel like it's necessary because I'm gonna share one more story that happened in my sobriety. You know, I went through a relationship, and when I was like, I got into the relationship right after my grandma passed away, because I didn't want to grieve and I didn't want to work my program, so, you know, and I didn't want to drink or drug, so that was the easiest thing for me. And, you know, it ended up being a very sick relationship on both parts, not just one, but it was just very controlling and sick. And I was able, you know, with God's help and the people of this program, I was able to get out of that. And, you know, it brought me a lot closer to the people in AA, and it brought me a lot closer to God. So, you know, I know that there's something out there, you know, bigger than me that is helping me out, because otherwise, if there wasn't, I wouldn't be standing here today. So, I didn't think I could do it this young. I didn't think it was possible. But today I know that it is possible. And, you know, I just encourage all of you to keep coming back, because I know I will. Thanks.